Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as just we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. And I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture may be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world anymore than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world anymore than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus, pray for us that all may be one, that we all share the same spirit of love, of God's love towards another. God loved us first. He prays that we share his love. When we are united, that's the presence of Christ, the presence of the church. Jesus says, where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. This is Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. But Jesus expects us that we live his spirit of obedience, spirit of humility. When we practice this, we are more close to the Lord. And when each one of us doing this will of God, we are united because we share the same spirit of Jesus. Just no matter where we are, it's important to fulfill the will of God for each one of us. Jesus prayed for us. That means it's not something that you want and that you can do it. Even you want, you need the help of the Lord. And also, the devil, the evil spirit, will not allow us to be so united, so close to the Lord. So they use all means to drive us away from the right path. But don't be afraid. Just open yourself. Just be humble. Just tell Jesus you love him. You want to do his will. And rest in the hand of the Lord. At times, where is also take us away from different world, the present moment. Jesus expects us with a joyful heart to do the will of God every day. So whatever we do not want to do, or what's the answer to life, first of all, tell Jesus this. Let Jesus give us a light. Or else, start again to live the will of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So it is a practice of every day. Well, you can say this is a retreat, daily retreat. We just expect God give us all the special graces that we can fulfill in our daily life. And we are assured we have this grace. But important is to have an open heart. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So don't be worried about whatever tomorrow. Live well today. We are called by name. That Jesus called disciples by name. So that we can fulfill his mission. Jesus' mission is nothing else to give glory to the Father. Nothing else. That's invite is people be humble, prayerful towards the Lord. And the rest, just with a simple heart, to start again every present moment. Enjoy our life with joy. And the rest, just leave it in God's hand. So, may the Lord bless each one of us, especially this period of trial, both political, spiritual, or health, anything. Jesus knows us. He knows our crosses. But just tell him, we want to follow you. We continue to love you. Jesus, give us the special grace that we can fulfill the will of God today in every present moment.